one night.
Monday night, or Lechof Ches Elul. It's Monday night, and it's or Lechof Ches Elul. Tomorrow's Chof Ches Elul, which makes Tuesday, which makes Wednesday Chof Tes. Shmaitzahay, and Mimois Ezra, Lo Ibruhu La Elul. Another 30 days on Elul. So, Erev Hashan is Wednesday.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday, yeah.
Alright, so I got an extra day in the year. I know tomorrow night was Rosh Hashanah. So relax now.
You're ready a whole day early.
Like you were going to get up tomorrow morning, 3:30, say Slichas.
No, I'm so
relieved. Hashem. You make an Erev Tafshil in tomorrow. Okay. Shmaitzahay, Perek Yud Zayin. We're actually up to the last Perek in Shmaitzahay, which it just snuck up on us somehow. And the Shmaitza asked a question on the Rashba. The Beis Yosef brings down that the Rashba holds like the Ramban, that if you see someone's a gadol at age 14, we'll call it, meaning you check them in the sirens at age 14, you do not assume they were gedolim from 13. You don't go retroactive, unlike the Rosh who says you do. So the Rashba holds like the Ramban that you don't. That is the sheet. That's what the Beis Yosef brings down. The Shmaitza is that there's a very complicated case. Not really so complicated. A very simple case actually. In Yevamos, where everything comes crashing down at once, Eishasish, Achosish, Eishosach, two people getting married at four people getting married. Two brothers getting married to two sisters at the exact same moment, and there's an Issa Reishasish and Eishasach and Achosish, that's Chalba Vasachas, and the Issa Nida is also Chalba Vasachas because she was seeing Dam from before Bas Mitzvah to after Bas Mitzvah, and that's when the Issa's Chal, because they were Katanim till then. And that's an interesting point having to do with that the Isser is Chal, the Gabi Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, when they become a Gadol, even though a Katan is really, in some sense, Usser.
The case here is that they're doing it like a day after the Kiddush, right?
We're talking about the moment of Kiddush.
Yeah, but in order for the
Isser Nida. No, the Isser Nida is Chal. As soon as they become 13, as soon as she becomes 12.
But they're not over.
Who says you have to be over? We're talking about when. And Yisachal al Isser is not talking about being over, it's talking about when the Isser is Chal. Yisachal al Isser is determined at the moment of Chalais ha Isser, not at the moment of Averis ha Isser. So the Isser Nida, which becomes relevant, or a full fledged Isser, we'll call it. Or Isser, you know, without making problems, we'll say the Isser's Chal. This one became 13 and this one became 12. The men became 13 and the women became 12 at the exact same moment. At Tesa Kolchavim, pick a date, whatever date you want. Yeah? He became 12, he became 13, the boys became 13, the girls became 12, the Shliach gave the Kiddushin to the Shliach of the women. And they were being Shofei Adam the whole time, so everything comes down the pike together. So all four Isurim are Chal Vasachas. Eish Yisish, Eish Yisoch, Achos Isha, and Nida. It's Chal Vasachas.
They never went to the mikvah until
they
were
Yisrael. He could be over it tomorrow, the next day, an hour later. It doesn't matter. I don't understand what. They're over it whenever they're over it. What? A chalais sister is chal when the chalais sister is chal. If I'm a kaddish woman, a sister becomes also to me al tachais isha at that moment. Not at the moment that there would be a bia. At the moment I'm a kaddish, a woman, her wife gets a chalais sister al chalais isha. If she's a Nida at the time, punkt, when I'm a Kaddish, a woman, her sister is a Nida at the time. So according to certain Tanoim, the Isra Chayisisha will not be Chal because of a Nisra Chal Alisa.
What?
If it's Bavas Achas, then everybody's Moed Isra Chal Alisa. There are other circumstances of Isra Chal Alisa. Isra Moisev, Isra Koilo, Isra Chomor. That's very complicated. So what we didn't understand yesterday is why does she have to be seeing Dam into the next day, even if she stopped seeing Dam, but she's still also Benida. She didn't go to the mikveh yet. She didn't, right? She didn't go to the mikveh. So we just say she didn't go to the mikveh. Why do you have to say the blood was flowing the whole time?
Stopped seeing Dam before she prepares.
Yeah, so yeah, but she's still a Nida. Isser Nida's Chal when she becomes Gedoyla. Yeah. Not by Geras.
So she was a Nida before she was a Gedoyla?
Yeah, but the Isser Nida's Chal at the time she became a Gedoyla. I don't see the reason to say the Dam was flowing then. I'm sure the Rishonim asked me. No reason to say the Dam was flowing then, Lechaira. She's still also Isser Nida if she didn't go to the mikvah. So when she became 12. Chas Rishon.
When she saw the blood, she was ecstatic.
So what?
There was no Issa Deraisa.
She became a Nida, good. And the Issa
Deraisa.
Good. The Issa is not Chal on her. Rather, it's an Issa Chal on any man who's over 13. The fact that she's a Ketana is not relevant. She's a full-fledged Nida.
Okay,
of course, we're talking about she also has to bring the chatalos. We were concerned about her too. What? She doesn't have to be shefaz dam. The iser nida is there as long as she didn't go to the mikvah.
Well,
we got
somebody else. She's a cotton.
That doesn't matter that she's a ketana. The gabe any gadol that's alive.
The
gabe her, there's no iser nida.
Maybe she needs to see the dam.
I'm sorry. I mean, you could say that. That's what I'm bothered by. Like, no, that's not true. It makes no sense. It's not true. Why would it be that way? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But other than that,
I'm sure if I went and took a. Maybe Tysus asked it, the Ritva asked it, Rashi asked it. I'm sure. They say Lav Dafka. Wait a second.
You can't believe it's Lav
Dafka. Why did I look? Why? That she was Shafaz Dam
from.
You're
Dafka saying it that way. Why would you say it that way? It's not a Lav Dafka kind of statement, dude. Just say she's a Nida. Why would they say she's Shafaz Dam?
No, she has to have been a Nida from before.
It would have just been Pashut she was a Nida. Oh, if she was never a Nida ever?
No, because we don't want to say she became a Nida at that moment. That's like, you know, a little outlandish. The old story, you know.
Right, compared to everything else.
Compared to everything else.
I'm just saying that's what we're going with. We just talked about this yesterday. It doesn't matter if it's outlandish. We're making a point.
So what do you want? Like Laura says,
I'm saying there must be a reason. I don't believe it's Lav Dafka. There must be a reason. I just don't know what it is.
No, it's in Yevamos. The Mishnah's in Yevamos. Yevamos of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. I went to such trouble to buy this. I always forget to use it. Rashi says, Rashi says you have to say shofaz because it wouldn't work to say she became a Nida at the moment of godless. Okay, I'm willing to. I want to get please a few people. Sure, please a Ritva on Yevamos. A Ritva on Yevamos. Rav Kook.
All the way at the end. Not the last?
So it was. Golden, brown, yellow.
Second
gold.
Shell. Yeah. That's the last one.
The one where the guy that wanted to write a sefer didn't have the guts to write a sefer, so he. Lamed Aleph, the first volume. So he put out a ritva and. the notes are 10 times as big as the ritual. He wrote his sefer on the bottom of the ritual.
It's like the Gemara on the Mishnah.
Yeah. What mistake am I making, I guess? I don't know. I'm a little stumped.
They don't say anything. Anyway, you definitely also miss a need if you know the mikvah. To happen then, and it's not called it happens. He doesn't go to the mikvah, the issa nida of yesterday.
Could it be if it wasn't flowing, she could have gone to the mikvah?
We're in charge of the case.
Oh, so we could just say she didn't. Okay.
Maybe you need the issa of asachas. Maybe you need this. Maybe that's the pshat. The issa of asachas. You need that the Isser should be chal then, not just should be then, but should be chal then. Oh. You need the Isser should be chal then. It's not enough that the Isser is then. See, I thought if the Isser is then, you have inertia. Let's say.
This is also. It's only chal then.
So, that's why I don't really understand. Maybe that's not called chal, it's just called its inertia. So that wouldn't make issa b'vasachas. I don't know. But if this constantly nam, then she's becoming a nida, she's becoming a nida, she's becoming a nida.
That's why they're getting married. He's a mindset, talking about theory, these are chal. But they're not getting married, that was the theory, these are chal.
What is? Well, you want the only way to have Eishas Ach, Eishas Ish, and Achol Zisha be Chal at one time is to have an act of Kiddushin, and all three things are Chal at one time.
Why? It's enough Chal until they're old.
No, I don't want to speculate.
Enough,
but their birthday is that Seisach Lachov, better than birthday.
The Gabi Nida were saying the Eishas is not Chal until the birthday.
Right.
So why don't we also say they can get married anytime they want before they're. When they're casting the katana, they get married anytime. And then when they have the birthday at the same time, then all the Yisur and Machal on the birthday. I guess the marriage Yisur also be all the way on the birthday as well. Why do they have to get married by a Shemit as well? The Kiddush has to be at the same time. Ah, the Kiddush is in the Machal.
Right.
The
Machal, unless they're Gedolim. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, but the Rishonim are bothered by a different question, and that is, what's the likelihood of the Cyrus appearing at that moment of Seisach Kochavim in both of them? Because to be a Gadol, you need Cyrus. It's not enough to have Shonim. So that was Tosfos's question. That was the Ramban's question. The Rashba answered that. They checked them later in the day, and they had Cyrus. So we assume, and that's what we talked about yesterday, the halachic assumption trumps your strangeness of how it's not likely that they brought Cyrus, but if the halacha is that you assume they became Gedolim in the beginning of the day, so then that's what you have to say, that's all. But they got Cyrus in the beginning of the day. You're compelled to say that the unlikely occurred because the halacha tells you to assume they were gedolim in the beginning of the day. That's what he said yesterday. So if you're just making an assumption about a reality, you say that's very unlikely.
But if the halacha, because you checked them at 3 in the afternoon, and you saw they were gedolim, so if the halacha says you have a right to assume they were gedolim from the beginning of the day, so I think there's a Gemara somewhere. I'm not comparing it, I'm just saying it out. It's the Lashon HaGemara. It's very schwer to understand the psukim about Korban Pesach, because it's mashma, you can burn the Korban Pesach with Mosa in the morning, but really you can't because the morning is Yom Tov. Or you can be Maktir the Pesach at night. Anyway, so if it was Shabbos, it would be Mutter. The Gemara says, what are you, such an outlandish case, like talking about Shabbos? The Gemara says, Shabbat Leila Pro, leave the Pasuk alone, you Dochek Anavshe. If the Pasuk compels you to say that, that's the case. So that's what you'll have to say, that's the case. And the Pasuk is compelling you to say it. Like, it's not your fault. So here also, the halakha that says you assume they became Gedolim, that's compelling. So it's compelling to say they became Gedolim at the beginning of the day. And if that forces you to say they saw Cyrus in the beginning of the day, so be it. That's all. We're not scared off by reality. So that's what the Rashba answers. So the Shemaitza in Perek, the case in Yevamos. The case where the Issa was Chal. Yeah, so the Shmaitza saw in that Rashba, not like the Ramban Shita, but like the Rosh. If you extrapolate you extrapolate backwards to the beginning of the day. So he calls that a stira. The Beis Yosef says the Rashba doesn't hold like the Rosh, he holds like the Ramban. So Vanir Laniya Sati Bazebu the Shom Bahod Omar Rav. And the Rashba tells Rav's case, Ariya Begeris Lefanenu. That's what the Rosh Batush tells. He says, Kaimam on Karav. So, because what Toysis, that Rav really is not so simple, because why should a Chazokah de Hashta trump a Chazokah de Meikara? All of the Shas, Chazokah de Meikaras, are trumping Chazokah de Hashta. So, really, the whole Rav Sugya is because it's helped by a Rav. Or Regilus, Lavo Mitzafa. Aye, the Gemara Tzushkels, Rav Mosin and Rav Yaakov. So they're also, because Rav people are Briam. So the Rav Briam helped the Chazaka Dahashka that he's a Bari now, Lefanein. Ayin Jemetoy Zuzverkar, so Yutzin of Bereish Nida, Chain Beshchid Merah, over there, Laman the Ozel, Bosor Hashka, that he's a Bari. Ayin Anami, Mishim the Rav Olam Briam. Mono Mendamin, Simone Gavus, and Simone Boy Geres. So if you're going to say that the pshat in the Rashba is that not like, well, like the Rosh, but Akabonim, it's with you can't say like the Rosh, you know, that it's because it's helped with Chazaka the Rava. You should have mentioned that he's using Chazak of the Rabba. According to the Rosh. The Roshba means the Rosh, the way the Shmaitza assumed in the previous parashah. When he asked this Kasha, so there's two things funny. The Rosh, we said, is aided by Chazaka de Rava, as part of the Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's Moitzi Momen, remember? So here the Rashba makes no mention of Chazaka de Rava, and also the Rashba seems to be limiting himself to that day. In the middle of the Teretz of the Shmaitzi, he says something's funny. The Rashba means like the Rosh, he should have mentioned Chazaka de Rava, and he should not have limited himself to that day. He should have said, whenever you find out the day, okay. We're in the middle. I didn't stop you.
In those two Tosfos, that day is no Chazaka. That day is a Shul Nishtanos, no Chazaka Naros, no Chazaka Bogeres.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, why is it no? Why is it no Chazaka? Because it has to be Chazaka Naros.
Today.
Why is this day?
Tosfos is talking about the Chazaka the Meikorah that she's a Naira, not a Bulgaris. Tosfos is not talking about the case in Yevamos. Tosfos is talking about the case of Ra, Bulgaris. And he's explaining why, if you're talking about the day that she became a Bulgaris, why you don't have the question that Chazaka the Meikorah trumps Chazaka the Ashta, because Regilus that on this day she becomes a Bulgaris from the morning. And therefore, it's not Shai Chazaka to make her, because today is the day it's supposed to change.
When she was 12, she liked to get Aedis on her gyrus or whatever.
That's that day, later in the day, we had Aedis on the gyrus.
When she was a girl, not
she
a
was.
How do we know?
The case of Yevamos is not by Geras. The case of Yevamos is Simone Gadlus. The Rashba Tzushtel's Rav was talking about a Geras to the case of Yevamos, which is talking about becoming a Gadol. Hey, Nira, so that you have these funny things. So the Maitre says, on the Nira, the Harashba Mephoresh, the Dahashta Bulgaris, the Tsafranami Bulgaris of Rav, Hainam Yeshuam, the Simoni Bagrus, Regilos Yavo, Betchilos Hayom. In other words, if you see it, it's taken that day. That the regilus is, if you came that day, so it came in the beginning of the day. Even betchilas meis leis, it really came the night before the Rashi was saying. The aim, regilus, shivo simoni bagrus beemtza hayom. Utchilas meis leis, udekorilei b'shas mitzafra. In other words, it's a new story that it came at the beginning of the time period. She's supposed to become a Begeris today. So, in the beginning of today. The beginning of today is at night. But that's not the game. He's supposed to say.
What does Mace say? Mace says 24 hours, no?
Yeah, he just means the beginning of the night. It doesn't have to be. It's not Mitzah for the morning. He wants to make it like a Regilus. He's saying it happened in the beginning of the day. The beginning of the day is. Tonight, but in the beginning of the day. Beginning of that day period in which he's supposed to become a Begeris. Beloid Behemsa, below Vishapo, who are din Simone Nairus, the godless, Regilus Yavos, he's not saying the Rosh of Chazaka the Rosh. He's saying if Cyrus are supposed to come today, that's the equivalent of saying if it's supposed to come at the beginning of the day. Regilus Yavos, but what do you want?
Kicha via Baboker. Second line down.
Who had in Simoni Nairus the Godless, Regilus Shiavo, Betchilus Hayom, below the Sofo, below Bantam, was that because of a Rashba Vedictus? Therefore, the Rashba very carefully writes, Sheba Dakrim the Sof Hayom, that day, and into the Dolan, to the Cholchad Vachad Aminon, made the Hashta Godol, the Safranami Godol, which means the beginning of the day.
It's the beginning of the day. What? What do you mean, from what's the beginning of the day? Sundown?
Night. Yeah. Face. When's the beginning of the day? What religion?
No, I don't.
Vayera Vayivoka. Okay. Let's just finish, please.
I
want to finish the sentence.
Yeah.
In Kain Hanudaka Shabadika Hoyabosayo. So to move on, it's only if the Medika was that day. Avalacha Gimel Yomim, or for that matter, tomorrow, Avalacha also Yom, Omach Zekin, and also Begobel Amasreya, like the Rosh, it's Taka, not like the Rosh. Eladavka, Shabadika, also Yom, Omach Zekin, and also Begobel, Mitzchila Sayom. Right? Behold, the Korich, the Perikas or Yuchsit. Dilema Tachisha. The Gemara says, what is the case of Rav? If it's she brought Simoni Bagrus within the 6 months, it's supposed to be between Iris and Bagrus. Behole Marav, Arabian Geras, Lefanenu.
it's not true, for 6 months she's a nair. Hainu. No, and then within the 6 months, so you wouldn't say Rav Svar. The more names also double talking. Even if you found Simone Bagrus, but you would only say she's a Bagaris from when you found the Simone Bagrus. You wouldn't say it started at the beginning of the day, because she's supposed to be a Naira now. It's within the 6 months. So that's why the Gemara has to say it's talking about the day that the 6 months are up. Or else, why would Rav say you assume she's a Bagaris in the beginning of the day? You should only assume she's a Bagaris when she has Simone Bagrus. She's not supposed to be a Bagaris now.
So she can't be a Bagaris.
She could, but only from when you found the Simone Bagaris. This tomorrow is going to Simone Bagaris.
Well,
you don't go back to the morning. Not, within the 6 months, you certainly don't go back to the morning tomorrow. That's why tomorrow makes the Kimta of Rav that it's the end of the 6 months.
Isn't he 6 months before? Isn't he Syro 6 months before to be a Bagaris now?
It's Simone Bagaris, whatever that happens to be. That Gemara is going that there is a... That Bagaris also is not totally in a calendar of 6 months from Nairus. It's totally in Simone Bagaris.
Right?
I knew... So
6 months... Well, that, it doesn't need Simone Bagaris.
Ishmael is saying a simple thing. Saying if according to his interpretation of the Rajma, Rav's point is, if you found it at the end of the day, you say it was there in the beginning of the day, so then why can't it be talking about within the 6 months? So I really answered the question already inadvertently. But within the 6 months, you don't say that. Because you only say it when she's supposed to be a Bagaris. So then you say the units of the day, and if she found the Simonim at the end of the day, so you say she's a Bagaris from the beginning of the day. But within the 6 months, it's like it is hot just to become a Bagaris, so you're not going to go back to the beginning of the day. The Shemaitza speaks that out now. I know, given the Ishtani, Shiabo, Simoni, Bagaris, and Shisha, Kaishin and Nami, Shiabo, Kishlo, Kasidron, Yabo, Bam, Sayom, or the Sofa. Abel and Bo, Akashisha, Kasidron, the way they're supposed to come, the Derech Hanoshim, Amina Mustamabo, Betchila Sayom, from the Regilus Lobo, Betchila, Meisle.
Why does it say Meisle? Well, the note says Boker, Boker, Boker. I'm not making it up. It's not
what do you want to know?
I'm not
as far as we have to learn the Shmaitza, because it's true. He's talking about a Svara that you say the Simonim came at the beginning of the day.
In the morning is what it means.
But you say it. Shmaitza says not like
that. Why does it say Meisle?
You
don't have to say that. The beginning of the day is, everybody knows that. Any Jew, I'm Jewish, starts at Seis, right? When does the day start? Everybody knows. You have to say Meis Seis.
You're saying it doesn't mean the night.
I'm saying that I didn't think so, and I see the note says it means the Boker.
What is Tchilas Meis? I don't know the notes. I know the word Tchilas Meis Leis means the night, because Meis Leis means a 24-hour period.
So if it started,
so if I'm
at
talking
noon,
about a day,
night,
what started?
If I say from 8 to 8, and all, for example, Bar Mitzvah, one.